Blog Talk Radio.
Manhattan, and people just bring out their pillows
and form a mob and start hitting each other in the head and in other body parts, in other areas of the body, you know, with their comfy pillows. So I bought a pillow from the 99-cent store. It was like this purple pillow, funny decorations and designs on it. And I basically beat the shit out of people with it. And so did everybody else. Everybody else was hitting people in the head, in the stomach. There were girls, there were boys, there were even kids there, too. I mean, I saw kids as young as 5 years old hitting people with pillows. And they were also getting hit themselves. But it was fun, man. I'm going to do it next year again. And like after the pillow fight, like you could donate your pillow to charity, and I donated that pillow that I bought from the 99-cent store to charity. So,
what charity did it sponsor?
Oh, I have no idea. I just gave my pillow. I mean, I didn't want to keep that pillow after hitting people with it.
Yeah, you don't need it anymore.
Yeah, you don't know what kind of germs or bacteria or bed bugs. Nah, I didn't keep that. I donated it, so.
For real. Not for least so.
Yeah, it was
hopefully
fun.
Supposedly it's for a good cause, so.
Yeah.
Whatever the cause is.
Yeah. But it was fun, you know, there were a lot of people watching, standing by. People across the street in the Whole Foods building, watching through the glass. You know, feathers everywhere because of the pillows being destroyed. It was crazy, man. But it was also tiring because, like, at one point, like, you know, you're hitting so many people with the pillows, like, your arm starts to get tired. And you feel so exhausted, but, you know. It's fun because, you know, it brings you back memories of your childhood where you used to, you know, you would pillow fight with your cousins or other siblings, you know. Like, I remember when I was a little kid, I used to have, like, a pillow fight championship with my brothers. We would have the championship belts too.
What is the belt made out of?
Scarves. We used to use our scarves as championship belts. It was fun. But yeah, it brought back memories. And you know, there are people there that came dressed as, you know, superheroes. People came dressed as Captain Planet or a banana, a warrior from the Middle Ages, you know. Yeah, it was crazy, but it was fun.
Some people took it really serious.
Yeah, man, they took it seriously. I just came in my normal clothes with a damn girly pillow. Shit. But next year, man, you should definitely come out. Or everybody should come out next year. It's held in Union Square every year, so. Come out, bring your pillow. You could even bring your pillow from home and hit people with it. It's fun. But, yeah, so that was my Saturday, and after that I went to Shake Shack. Delicious burgers and, you know, vanilla shake. You know how delicious those things are at Shake Shack. So.
Here's
my move. Yeah. So I'm back. So, yeah, man, let's talk about some news. It looks like LeBron James's mother.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
You heard about that?
Yeah, she got in a fight with a valet.
Yeah, she slapped the shit out of that valet.
Wow.
Because the parking attendant, right? I think he was taking too long with her car or her keys or something. And she got impatient and frustrated. She smacked the shit out of him. And as she smacked the shit out of him, she lost her balance and fell to the floor.
Oh, what?
As she smacked the shit out of him, she lost her balance and fell to the floor. You know, when you smack someone so hard, you pull to the floor.
Yo, I heard this lady has a history with, being, you know, with the law.
Yeah.
And not to mention the infamous Delonte West incident.
Yeah, and she banged LeBron's teammates. Yeah.
Yeah, Delonte West.
I mean, out of all the players in the league, you're going to bang Delonte West? Like, he looks, that guy, he looks like he has herpes next to his mouth. You ever seen, like, that red thing, reddish-blue thing that he has on his, next
like
to his
next
mouth?
Like, next to his neck?
No, it's, like, right near under his mouth. Well, he has a lot of tattoos also, but he has, like, this reddish.
Don't he look like light-skinned, I think?
Yeah. He's a light-skinned guy.
He kind of gripping a little bit, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that is what I have in my mind.
Yeah, he banged the shit out of LeBron's mom. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, LeBron's mom looks just like him. Looks just like him too. Like,
yeah.
you could put a wig on LeBron James' head, and you wouldn't, if him and her. Him and his mom were to line up, you wouldn't know which one is who. That's how.
Yeah, I never seen how she looked, but I did hear according to somebody, like you said, she's I don't know. She's, you're not gonna see her in Sports Illustrated time soon.
Nah, she needs to get her act together, man. This is embarrassing. If that was my mom, I would yell the hell out, man.
I have to have a talk with her. For real, you gotta talk to her. Like, can't be doing this.
Have a sit down and yell at her ass.
Imagine if this was in New York.
Fuck. The good thing it isn't.
I know. Thank goodness on this guy by him, you know, playing New York, it showed that he ain't man, you know, he's not man enough to play in this city.
Yeah.
Man.
Punk.
This lady's acting crazy in Miami and
yeah.
Cleveland. Jeez, imagine if this lady was in the NYC.
Oh, man, good thing she isn't.
I know.
Yeah.
That
would
be crazy.
Anyway. Now, another sporting news, you know, the big news in sports right now is that
Manny.
Manny. He
Manny
retired.
Being Manny.
Manny being Manny. I mean, one of the greatest right-hand hitters in baseball ever, but the guy, I mean, his career is going to be tainted because he's freaking been doing steroids or some other performance-enhancing drugs his entire career, possibly.
Yep.
And, you know, what was it, 2 seasons ago he was suspended by MLB because he tested positive for some kind of drug?
Yeah.
And they
that's
suspended
why
him, like, 62
too.
Games?
That's why they were punishing him. That he was going to miss the season.
Yeah. He was going to miss 100 games this season because he tested positive for performance.
Yeah, he missed 50. Like, wasn't it last year he missed 50?
I think so. I think it was probably
last year he missed 50 because of it.
Yeah.
He got caught. And then he's going to miss another.
Yeah, last year he got caught with, he tested positive for, like, a female fertility drug.
Yep.
That is used to mask steroids in the system.
Yep.
And this year, I don't know what he tested for, but they were going to suspend his ass for 100 games.
Yep.
But
I think after the third one, you get a lifetime ban or something.
Yeah,
like
lifetime
that?
Ban.
Mm-hmm. So he gave himself a lifetime ban.
Yeah, he took the easy way out.
Oh, he did.
He retired.
Yes, he did. He would have been like the first person to suffer that fate.
And man, is there, his career is tainted after this. I mean, he's...
Oh, yeah.
And no other player... I can't think of any other player of his stature that has tested positive twice.
That's what I'm saying. He,
and to go out this way.
Yep.
I mean, Barry Bonds, yeah, he's on jury right now, but, I mean, he's never tested positive for steroids.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I mean, we all know he did. I mean, come on. I mean, if you look at his old school Pittsburgh Pirate, that would look like that. He looked like the old school Barry Bonds looked like his son.
Yeah, I know. I know he.
You
but
didn't
I'm
think
saying,
that was his, no, I know that.
Positive,
I'm just
though,
saying.
You know?
Huh? What you saying?
Yeah, I know that. I know. Come on. You could tell by looking at his pictures that Barry Bonds took steroids. His new and old school pictures, but.
He looked like he could star in WWE All-Star Game. All bloated and...
Yeah, he looks like Bobby Lashley, Barry Bonds.
Yeah, he does.
But, yeah, it's just messed up, man. That Manny had to go out this way.
Yep.
I mean, he's still going to be one of the greatest right-hand hitters, but now...
But he had a lot of help.
Yeah.
Even though he has had a lot of help.
Yeah. And he'll probably never admit that he took steroids either, so that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
And you guys almost signed him this year.
Yeah, we were thinking about that, but I'm glad they didn't.
How'd you feel if he would have signed with you guys?
Wow, that was being fucked up.
I heard he was even doing good with Tampa anyway.
Well, in spring, I heard he had a good spring, but early on in this regular season, he hasn't started off great.
Mm.
Hey, good luck to him. I mean, now he could, you know, just take steroids all he wants.
Yep.
And be Manny.
Yep.
For stupidity.
Man. You remember that epic? Was that against the Yankees when he during the game he left, he went inside the wall.
Oh yeah, I remember that. No, that wasn't against the Yankees. That was some other team, but yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, he's had some stupid moments.
10 minutes later, like he pops out.
Yeah.
In a live game.
Yeah, he had some crazy moments, but yeah, we should talk about that more in your show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Stupid Manny moments.
Oh yeah, I mean, we could literally do a whole show on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll definitely talk about that and the big news that came out of Raw Monday.
Yeah.
But I gotta let my boy McCauley hopefully see that episode.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw.
So I don't know if I'll even discuss it. I guess depending on what time the show tomorrow is. But
yeah.
You know, check your local listening. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little WrestleMania review when I come back. I'm just gonna play some music. I was on YouTube 2 weeks ago, and I found this video. It's an old reggae hits video. Remember all the old 90s reggae hits from Shabba Ranks?
Oh, like do you remember that Five Cent and Dollar song?
Oh yeah, but this is not in the song.
Okay.
The song I'm about to play is like a remix of songs from the 90s.
Mm.
It's like 90s, old school 90s reggae.
Mm.
From Shabba Ranks.
Like, oh, okay, alright.
Buju
yeah.
Banton.
Mm-hmm.
Let me play so you can listen.
Alright.
You'll enjoy it.
I will. I'm
I remember listening. I would go to parties with my cousins would throw at their house, and I would always hear those songs.
Yeah, I know, for real.
Shabba Ring.
The
girl,
Action.
Girl
is that the name of the song?
What?
The Action.
Yeah, that is the name. Action, yeah. It is the name. Man.
Yeah, but Murder, She Wrote, like you said. Yeah, that is old school. Yeah, you're right. That is earlier than 92. Okay.
Yeah. I like the way they talk.
Yep.
How much is the Pacific Salad? The Mexican one salad.
Bump it.
Oh, man.
Old school.
Yeah. Real quickly, let's talk about WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. WrestleMania.
Yeah, WrestleMania 27, yeah. It was last weekend, last Sunday.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it was a good WrestleMania. I would give it a 7 because because I mean they started off the WrestleMania with a championship match, which I thought was strange.
Yeah, I didn't like that. It was a good match, but I thought that match should have been right between the Undertaker and the Miz and the Miz and Cena match.
Yeah.
Those three matches should have been the last three matches. I know WWE wanted to surprise people and put a championship match to lead off the show to surprise people, but come on.
Yeah.
That's uncalled for.
Yeah. And clearly the best match of the night was the Undertaker match, Undertaker versus Triple H.
Oh, yeah, Triple H, yeah.
That was the best match of the night.
Yeah, reportedly they got fined for the chair shots.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, because I was shocked. I'm like, when Triple H hit Undertaker with the chair shot, I'm like, what the? I'm like, did he do that, or was I seeing something?
I've seen chair shots before in WWE.
No, but I'm saying they banned it years ago. Like,
oh.
From like 09 or 010, they started banning the chair shots.
Oh.
Attitude Era, come on. Everybody kept getting hit in the chair.
Yeah.
Look at that match between, like, Rock and Mankind. He hit him in the head with, like, 14 times or something,
right,
on the head.
Right.
No, back in the Attitude Era, that chair shots was like all the time.
Yeah. Wow.
But like this post PG Attitude Era thing, I mean, you know, you hardly see chair shots.
Yeah, you're right.
They even banned the Tombstone Piledriver except for Undertaker.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a, you know, overall it was good. It was a good WrestleMania. The Miz John Cena match was a was good at the end when Rock came in.
At the end,
in.
Yeah.
And,
before that, there was nothing, except for when John Cena tackled him out of the barricade. But other than that, the Cena and Miz match was whack until Rock saved it restarted the match. And then, of course, the epic ending with Rock bombing Cena for Miz to retain the title.
Yeah. Yeah. This WrestleMania, it was like, it drew 71,000 in the Georgia Dome, so I think that's the most ever for attendance at a WrestleMania event. So
No.
Or at Georgia, Georgia.
Oh, Georgia, or at Georgia Dome, yeah.
Yeah, for Georgia.
Well, I think this is the first time they ever had the WrestleMania at the Georgia Dome. Anyway.
Well, this is the most ever at that stadium, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I think you said this was the best attendance ever, because they had WrestleMania 3 had like that was.
Yeah.
But I see what you're talking about now.
But I give this WrestleMania 7, you know. It lacked some stuff, but it was good, but it wasn't great.
It was real good, but they had some crappy matches, and I was thinking Rock and Cena was going to fight, you know, this year's WrestleMania, but I was disappointed from that. So
yeah.
That's why,
Yeah, and you'll talk more about that WrestleMania tomorrow on your show, Sports Urban Legend, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Is that 6 or 11? What time tomorrow?
most likely 11, but you know, check my local list. Right now, it looks like it's going to be 11, but it might be 6 tomorrow.
Okay.
Keep focused.
Alright, I'll see you guys next week on iMac. Stay tuned and don't do anything crazy.